これから2020年度第2回国連英検 C 級のリスニングテストを始めます。1、これから短い英文を10言います。英文は2回言います。よく聞いて会話が成り立つように最も適切なものを A、B、C、D の中から1つ選びなさい。途中でメモを取っても構いません。
Number one.
When did you mail the package? When did you mail the package?
Number two. I hope you'll have a good time at the party. I hope you'll have a good time at the party.Number three.
Why didn't he attend the meeting? Why didn't he attend the meeting?
Number four. I can hardly recognize him. I can hardly recognize him.Number five.
I have no idea when I can see her. I have no idea when I can see her.
Number six. Where will you buy your new computer? Where will you buy your new computer?Number seven.
When is your next appointment with the doctor? When is your next appointment with the doctor?
Number eight. What kind of job would you like to have? What kind of job would you like to have?Number nine.
She invited me to her exhibition at the art gallery. She invited me to her exhibition at the art gallery.
Number ten. What else do you need to do? What else do you need to do?
2. これから短い会話を10言います。会話は2回繰り返します。その後、会話の内容について10の質問をします。質問も2回繰り返します。よく聞いて、それぞれの質問の答えとして最も適切なものを A、B、C、D の中から1つ選びなさい。途中でメモを取っても構いません。
Number 11. How are you?
I'm up to my neck in work.
How are you?
I'm up to my neck in work.
Question. What does the woman mean? What does the woman mean?Number 12.
How often do you swim?
I've hardly had the time.
How often do you swim?
I've hardly had the time. Question. What does the man mean? What does the man mean? 13. Would you mind if I sat next to you?
Not at all.
Would you mind if I sat next to you?
Not at all.
Question. What does the woman mean? What does the woman mean? Number 14.
I love to read.
You must be very well read.
I love to read.
You must be very well read. Question. What does the man mean? What does the man mean? Number 15. Do you want to quit your job?
That's out of the question.
Do you want to quit your job?
That's out of the question.
Question. What does the woman mean? What does the woman mean? Number 16.
Do you know how Mary is getting along these days?
I haven't seen her for ages.
Do you know how Mary is getting along these days?
I haven't seen her for ages. Question. What does the man mean? What does the man mean? Number 17. I admire that scientist.
He's one of a kind.
I admire that scientist.
He's one of a kind.
Question. What does the woman mean? What does the woman mean? Number 18.
Please tell me your old friend's name.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Please tell me your old friend's name.
It's on the tip of my tongue. Question. What does the man mean? What does the man mean? Number 19. Does your mother live alone?
My older sister is looking after her.
Does your mother live alone?
My older sister is looking after her.
Question. What does the woman mean? What does the woman mean? Number 20.
I cannot write anymore.
Hang in there.
I cannot write anymore.
Hang in there. Question. What does the man mean? What does the man mean?
Sang. これから英文を2回繰り返します。その後、内容について10の質問をします。質問も2回繰り返します。よく聞いて、それぞれの質問の答えとして最も適切なものを A、B、C、D の中から1つ選びなさい。途中でメモを取っても構いません。
Listen.
Satomi graduated from an American university and works in San Francisco as a high school counselor. Part of her job is advising students who wish to go on to university study. When she was a student, Satomi hated to attend ceremonies, such as entrance and graduation ceremonies. However, there was one ceremony she became impressed with and felt worthy of attending. It was the graduation ceremony at an American university. Two students who did well in their academic work were chosen to make speeches at the graduation ceremony. Satomi was one, and the other was a man in his 40s. Satomi delivered her speech on the excellent education she received at the university. She focused on working well with her fellow students and learning from each other. She expressed her gratitude for having had a chance to not only discover and develop her abilities, but also to grow as a person. After her speech, the other student made a speech that she would not forget for the rest of her life. He said at the end of his speech, "This is the most memorable day for me. I always wanted to get an education and graduate from a university. My dream came true today, but that's not all. My daughter is attending her graduation ceremony at her university today." Everybody attending the ceremony applauded enthusiastically. Satomi was impressed that he had the zeal to get a university education when he was working and had a family in his late 40s. This ceremony was the first one that moved her, and she was happy to attend. She decided to take a job that would help young people to get a good education and develop their capabilities.
Listen again.
Satomi graduated from an American university and works in San Francisco as a high school counselor. Part of her job is advising students who wish to go on to university study. When she was a student, Satomi hated to attend ceremonies, such as entrance and graduation ceremonies. However, there was one ceremony she became impressed with and felt worthy of attending. It was the graduation ceremony at an American university. Two students who did well in their academic work were chosen to make speeches at the graduation ceremony. Satomi was one, and the other was a man in his 40s. Satomi delivered her speech on the excellent education she received at the university. She focused on working well with her fellow students and learning from each other. She expressed her gratitude for having had a chance to not only discover and develop her abilities, but also to grow as a person. After her speech, the other student made a speech that she would not forget for the rest of her life. He said at the end of his speech, "This is the most memorable day for me. I always wanted to get an education and graduate from a university. My dream came true today. But that's not all. My daughter is attending her graduation ceremony at her university today." Everybody attending the ceremony applauded enthusiastically. Satomi was impressed that he had the zeal to get a university education when he was working and had a family in his late 40s. This ceremony was the first one that moved her, and she was happy to attend. She decided to take a job that would help young people to get a good education and develop their capabilities.
Number 21. What kind of university did Satomi graduate from? What kind of university did Satomi graduate from? Number 22. Where does Satomi work? Where does Satomi work? Number 23. What is Satomi's job? What is Satomi's job? Number 24. Who made speeches at the graduation ceremony? Who made speeches at the graduation ceremony? Number 25. How did Satomi feel about the older man's speech? How did Satomi feel about the older man's speech? Number 26. What did the older man say in his speech? What did the older man say in his speech? Number 27. What did the audience do when the older man finished his speech? What did the audience do when the older man finished his speech? Number 28. How did Satomi feel about the ceremony? How did Satomi feel about the ceremony? Number 29. What did Satomi decide to do after she graduated? What did Satomi decide to do after she graduated? Number 30. What is the best title for this story? What is the best title for this story?
Four. これから会話を2回繰り返します。その後、内容について10の質問をします。質問も2回繰り返します。よく聞いて、それぞれの質問の答えとして最も適切なものを A、B、C、D の中から一つ選びなさい。途中でメモを取っても構いません。
Listen. Say, Haruko, do you like to travel abroad?
Yes, Taro, I do. I love to visit various places.
Which countries have you visited so far?
I have been to the United States, Canada, Britain, France, Italy, Germany, and Switzerland.
I've never traveled abroad. What's good about it?
You mean you aren't interested in what's going on outside Japan?
Well, I am, but I don't feel secure about visiting a foreign country by myself.
Oh, I see. I visit foreign countries mainly to see my friends.To learn about culture, visit historical places, and experience new things, including local food.
How about communicating with people abroad? Don't you have anxiety about that?
Not so much. I have acquired conversational English, and that's good enough most of the time. When I visited New York for the first time, I had a heartwarming experience on the bus.
Tell me about it.
I was on my way to City Hall on a bus.An old lady got on the bus and asked the passengers in her broken English if it was going to 14th Street. About 5 passengers answered in accented English that they would let her know when the bus reached her stop. The old lady looked relieved that people around her were willing to help a stranger from a foreign country. This was one of my precious experiences traveling abroad.
It certainly is great to help each other, regardless of one's nationality.I'm going to plan my trip to Britain for next summer. Listen again. Say, Haruko, do you like to travel abroad?
Yes, Taro, I do. I love to visit various places.
Which countries have you visited so far?
I have been to the United States, Canada, Britain, France, Italy, Germany, and Switzerland.
I've never traveled abroad. What's good about it?
You mean you aren't interested in what's going on outside Japan?
Well, I am, but I don't feel secure about visiting a foreign country by myself.
Oh, I see. I visit foreign countries mainly to see my friends, to learn about culture, visit historical places, and experience new things, including local food.
How about communicating with people abroad? Don't you have anxiety about that?
Not so much. I have acquired conversational English, and that's good enough most of the time. When I visited New York for the first time, I had a heartwarming experience on the bus.
Tell me about it.
I was on my way to City Hall on a bus. An old lady got on the bus and asked the passengers in her broken English if it was going to 14th Street. About 5 passengers answered in accented English that they would let her know when the bus reached her stop. The old lady looked relieved that people around her were willing to help a stranger from a foreign country. This was one of my precious experiences traveling abroad.
It certainly is great to help each other, regardless of one's nationality. I'm going to plan my trip to Britain for next summer. Number 31. What are some of the countries Haruko has visited? What are some of the countries Haruko has visited? Number 32. Why is Taro reluctant to travel abroad? Why is Taro reluctant to travel abroad? Number 33. What's one of Haruko's purposes to visit foreign countries? What's one of Haruko's purposes to visit foreign countries? Number 34. Why doesn't Haruko have anxieties about communication with people abroad? Why doesn't Haruko have anxieties about communication with people abroad? Number 35. Where did Haruko have a heartwarming experience? Where did Haruko have a heartwarming experience? Number 36. Where was Haruko's destination on the bus? Where was Haruko's destination on the bus? Number 37. What did the old lady ask the passengers around her? What did the old lady ask the passengers around her? Number 38. What can you tell about the passengers who helped the old lady? What can you tell about the passengers who helped the old lady? Number 39. Why did the old lady look relieved? Why did the old lady look relieved? Number 40. Where will Taro go next summer? Where will Taro go next summer?